part of the company, they're a member of the audience. They ask me if I'm happy, and I suppose I could say yes. More than I ever thought could exist. But isn't that all beside the point? Any imbecile who gets an ice cream cone or a pat on the head is happy. And for as long as it lasts. So maybe we can come closer to reality and truth and beauty without the burden of chasing happiness and mental health. All they have to do is push the right buttons, and automatically a happy, mentally healthy person rolls out of the upbringing machinery. And Bill's bony hand caressed my hair and slipped inside my head and touched my thoughts. I could die tonight, and then I've been nothing but a child. And my body has known no fire but pain. Like a bad car, almost new and still already ruined by poor working Schmidt and incompetent driving. I should double as soon as I can find a better one. And anyway, what is the human body but an evolutionary leftover? And one day soon, the ultimate machine will sense and deliver everything before you're even aware of it. And what's the difference?
Already losing the world, that
I don't want to be home. Not even here, not anywhere. Because home isn't the place. It's a state of mind, a habit, a fortress to keep out the mountains. And that's why I'll never go back. I'm breathing lives of being, and I know this is only the beginning. The snow-peaked mountains fear are rising all around me. Laughing down at me. Well, do you think you're dreaming with pleasure? But I can't stop. I must go on pushing my feet against the rat through the frostbite. I stop far away from the village called city. One step higher into the mountains, up rivers, compressed snow, past holes of the rocks, shining with bulging leaf and mirroring rainbows, ahead of me, behind me,
I'm sorry. This is Radio PK.
Where's my fridge? Thank you.
Thank you. horses and cool teas. These animals were of the wild variety. Wildlife, wild. They had me surrounded, encircled. And their eyes, wide, bright, and fierce. They were staring directly at me. I attempted a smile, which immediately fell flat. The human grimace means little to those of the wild mindset. I was frightened, but this was no usual fear. Not merely psychological fear, such as underpins our dealings with angry men. Or women who refuse to let us wear their high-heeled shoes. Every last hair on my body was erect. My stomach felt it had been lowered into a deep, deep pit. Many meters beneath the soles of my the animals emitted a low growl. But was immediately silenced by the other animals. Though this new fear I felt was unfamiliar, I was at the same time under no illusion as to its nature. This fear is a reaction we have carried down through time immemorial. Passed on through countless generations. A fear reaction that pays no heed to all our achievements, weapons, science, wit, and literature, and music. A fear reaction that tells you simply, brutally, you are food prepared to be eaten.
Si ça continue, je lâche le chien. Si ça continue, je lâche le chien.
Thank you. so much cleaner since the while. I think it has started after I lost all my hair.
Six.
I just don't need my hair anymore.
The Tao is called the Great.
It falls off as I command it to do.
It gives birth to infinite worlds.
So first I lost the hair of my back. Then I lost the hair on my tongue. Then I lost the hair of my teeth. And finally, I lost my eyelashes.
Seven.
I feel much cleaner now. And I think in the future, I will be even able to survive any kind of plague, because most of the viruses and bacteria and uncertainties are stored in the hair. Get rid of your hair and you will become a new human being.
The supreme good is like water, which nourishes all things without trying to. It is content with the low places that people disdain. Thus, it is like the Tao.
Indwelling,
live close to the ground.
Influenza pandemic alert.
In thinking, keep to the simple. Be fair and generous. In governing, don't try to control. In work, do what you enjoy. In family life, and friends, be completely present. When you are content to be simply yourself, and don't compare or compete. Thank you.
stukje luisteren.
Other monitors, more guitar too, please. On drums and here.
Center, and the city will push us away, and we have to fight for this place, for this space, because it's very, very important for Wuppertal. And I think we have the same struggles in different cities, and we have to fight against the gentrification and answer the question, who's part of the city? And we say, the city is our. And yeah, our next song is about our shit. It's called City.